Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me, Kat Cullen, to talk about what we can watch. We are staying on small screen this week and we are starting with Netflix. Susie, what have you found?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, let's stay in and watch something on TV. This one is Bodies. It's a limited series and it's out now on Netflix. So it is a British crime thriller and it is based on a graphic novel series of the same name. So the series sees four different detectives discover the same deceased man on the streets of London, but each detective is from a different time period. So each detective comes across the same victim in the same spot across four points in time, in 1890 during the Victorian era, 1941 during Britain's darkest days of World War II, present day, and 30 years in the future. As the investigations intersect, they reveal a sinister conspiracy that threatens the United Kingdom.
All right, I can't wait to have a quick listen to the trailer of this one. This is Bodies.
You're not the first detective to discover this body. D.I. Hillinghead, 1890. D.S. Whiteman, 1941. D.S. Hassan, 2023. And D.S. Maplewood, in 2053. I'm going to tell you everything. It's going to blow your mind.
So this one is kind of crime thriller, but because it has that futuristic element to it, it's also a bit of sci-fi.
Yeah, so it was originally a graphic novel that was written by a guy called Cy Spencer. He's written books and worked in TV. So he's written for like The Bill and EastEnders and Grange Hill, but he also worked on a Doctor Who spin-off called Torchwood. So there's that sci-fi kind of connection. Mm-hmm. He even worked on something with CBeebies, which is the kids' BBC channel. He did run a Facebook page where he personally gave advice and support to writers who were writing similar sorts of stuff. So it actually was a shock to his fans when he suddenly died in 2021. He sadly passed away before it was announced that his graphic novel, Bodies, would be turned into a TV series. But I'm sure fans are going to enjoy this one.
Yeah. Now, it's not a cast of the most famous of faces, though there are one or two faces that I recognize, but perhaps a lot more up-and-coming actors in this.
Yeah, totally agree. I wasn't so familiar with a lot of them, but there is one recognizable actor in it who you might have caught in other British dramas. His name is Stephen Graham. He plays the role of Mannix in Bodies, and he's plays kind of the founder of an authoritarian group called the Executive. Now, when you look at him, you might say, oh, okay, I recognize his face. And that's because he was in Peaky Blinders and a movie called This Is England, which is an amazing movie. He is a really talented actor. He kind of flies under the radar a bit, but when he is in things, they're always pretty good series that do well. So I actually have high hopes for this one.
Excellent. Look out for Stephen Graham in that then. And that is Bodies, a limited series. It's out this week on Netflix. So let's take a little look over at something a little lighthearted, a little nostalgic. Super Mario Brothers on Sky Show.
Yeah, so this one comes out this week, and you can catch this one with your families if you missed it at the movies because it is on Sky Show. So what is this one about? Well, Bowser has vowed to marry Princess Peach, and he's going to destroy Mushroom Kingdom. And when Mario and Luigi are separated, Mario must join forces with the Kongs, first by defeating Donkey Kong in a battle, and then by traveling across the Rainbow Bridge towards Bowser and his army of Koopas. If you're a fan of this stuff, then you know what I'm talking about. So Mario wants to save the princess from Bowser and his evil plan to destroy the kingdom, but he also must save his brother and the Kongs along the way. There you go.
I feel like Princess Peach does a little more in this than we're traditionally used to. I'm very proud of her. Well done for, you know, just getting out, just generally being rescued Princess yeah. Peach. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer for this.
Bowser is coming. Together, we are going to stop that monster.
How? Look at us. We're adorable.
Oh, I got this. No problem.
Is it acceptable to watch this purely because I just want to be nostalgic about the music?
Absolutely. And as you said, Princess Peach is no damsel in distress in this one, so we can watch her for some girl power too.
Absolutely. Super Mario Brothers out on Friday of this week on Sky Show. You can catch it if you would like to find out where you can get a 7-day free pass for Sky Show as well. Just jump onto our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen, and follow the Sky Show link through on our page. 7 days for free, you can get access to Sky Show. So Super Mario Brothers on Sky Show this week. Also, we took a little look at the limited series called Bodies on Netflix that is out now. Thanks so much, Susie. Catch you next week for another episode of Big Screen, Little Screen.
Thank you, Kat. See you soon.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.